Let's then imagine one person desiring a lot, another wanting nothing. Which state is better, do you think, and which is more admirable? We can overlook this question for now. It's already agreed that the latter is a more commendable individual than the former. But we're not discussing that currently, but rather who lives a more relaxed and enjoyable life. Of course, the money lover won't even appreciate what he has, the things he loves. He'd prefer not to spend. He'd rather heal off his own flesh than part with his gold. But the person who dismisses wealth gains this, that he quietly enjoys what he has with great security, and that he values himself higher than his wealth. So, which life is more enjoyable, to freely enjoy what one has, or to live under the control of wealth, and not dare to touch even one's own possessions? To me, it seems quite similar to a situation where two men, both deeply in love with their wives, but on different terms with them. One enjoys the company and intimacy of his wife, while the other is not even allowed to approach his.